Don in Michigan's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. I've got a 20-foot by 18-foot Trex deck, first floor deck, so it's about 5 feet off the ground.
Okay.
And in the winter, I get a rise in the middle of it.
Hmm. When you say a rise, you mean it sort of swells or what?
Yeah, it's sort of seems as if it's pushed up. Right in the middle, about 4 feet from the house, straight up, right underneath one of the 4x4s that holds it up. There are 4x4s under the middle and then around the periphery. And only in the winter, and it rises up about 2 inches.
So I wonder if the footing that's right under that isn't deep enough. Because if it's not deep enough, when it freezes, it's going to raise that 4x4 post. And as it raises the post, it's going to push it up and pick up the deck at the same time. That footing has got to be 3 foot below grade so that it gets down below the frost line.
Interesting that none of the others do that, but this one might.
Yeah, maybe it was the one that was the hardest to dig or something, and you stopped
so
a bit
just
short.
Gave up.
And, yeah.
Yeah, the
that's
one
good enough.
Yeah,
it, what you're describing is could be the frost cycle.
Terrific. Right. So I guess the idea would be to maybe dig that post up and
reset it. Exactly, reset it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the nice thing about the Trex deck is you could probably pull a few of those boards off and work from the top if it's easier to get in that way. Or, you know, can you get under this deck? It's about 5 feet off the ground, so you got enough room to get under there and work?
Yeah, it's where I store my lawn tractor.
Okay. All right. So then, yeah, you can get down there. And, you know, what you want to do is dig a hole right next to the one that we think is not deep enough. And then, you know, once it's plenty deep enough, you could sort of move the post over there, assuming there's no seam on top of it.
Oh, yeah. No seam.
Okay.
Terrific.
All right, Don. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.